Monday. So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's a beautiful Monday morning. I mean, it's not even that humid yet, so I'm loving this weather. Sort of a wet weekend this past weekend, right?
Yeah. But Sunday was beautiful.
It really was. It really was. I got out and rode my bike yesterday, did some swimming. It was great.
Oh, I mowed the lawn.
Yeah. Played some golf.
Oh, yeah. Played some golf, a little golf.
Very good.
Yeah, well, played at it anyway. Mm-hmm. And was able to, as I said, to mow the lawn,
right.
Finally.
Yes. 437-1620, join the conversation. I'm sitting here with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. Go to ballingerpublishing.com.
So first, the good news about downtown.
Yes.
I think it's very good news. You may have seen it reported that the police have really started to crack down on the noise ordinance downtown.
Your pet peeve, yes.
Yes,
I've been complaining
about that for, well, mm-hmm. some time. And I understand they gave out several tickets. And so hopefully we're on the way to eliminate all that excess noise.
Yes. I've always thought, especially the cars that have been retrofitted with these mufflers I don't get why you would want an ear-piercingly loud, just annoying noise every time you step on the gas of your car.
Yeah.
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
But some people love it.
As you know, over the years, I've been very much a supporter of downtown and gallery night. In mm-hmm. fact, 20-odd years ago, I really worked hard to promote gallery night. Along with Dave and Mary in mm-hmm. the early days there, we promoted Gallery Night. I'm a little bit concerned. It's become a little bit of a street party, and I think that's sort of all embroiled in this whole noise. Is downtown getting the reputation to be a place where you can go maybe party a little bit too much?
So, right.
I think maybe it's time to rethink that whole Gallery Night thing.
Interesting.
You know, I'm certainly no prude, and I like a glass of wine or beer, as you know, myself.
Right.
But is it becoming too much of a street party? I know crime has become a little bit of an issue. So maybe it's time just to revisit. I'm certainly not suggesting we do away with it. Maybe it's time to rethink exactly how it's structured.
Hmm. I mean, we're so close to Gulf Shores and Panama City Beach and things like that, where people come, you know, just to party. That's their main objective.
Yes.
That's the
yeah.
goal. So when you're talking about this, you mean just people, you know, from around the area, they just come in and just throw down? Or?
Gallery night sort of gets busy really later in the evening. Mm. And there's a lot of noise, a lot of people are there purely for a street party.
Right. Just to be out
now,
and about partying.
I don't want to say that it should be gallery night. Although the original concept was to promote galleries downtown. Now there aren't too many galleries anymore. Mm. So it's morphed into a street party.
Right.
Which may be okay. But I'm beginning to wonder if it isn't time to have a little bit more control. And a little less of the street party.
Right. I don't think we'll ever get to the point where we're having like drag races and, you know, things like that going on, which you see in some parts of the country. But definitely, I think you're right. It has become increasingly loud and crowded. So,
yeah,
got to keep an eye on that.
Again, I don't want to spoil anybody's fun, but are we starting to attract some of the wrong element?
Mm, right. Yeah.
And I think the street noise, I think promoted, I guess I should choose my words, but promoted bringing people down who weren't necessarily there just to have a good time, but
Yes.
Yes.
And you're right. You know, Gallery Night started out as a way to just, you know, support the galleries downtown, look at art. There'd be art installations. And now there's not so much of that. So,
yeah, I understand they set up so-called art booths along Palafox mm-hmm. Street.
Right.
You know, whether or not that's art or crafts is, I guess, open to everybody's interpretation.
Yeah.
I do feel like Blue Morning Gallery and Quayside Gallery, who have been around since, well, as long as I've been associated with downtown, they are truly galleries, and we need to support them. So, again, maybe more emphasis on galleries and the long-term businesses. In general, I understand the concept of food trucks, and many people like them. I think that's great.
Right.
But I also think that many of the businesses that have invested money over years and years and years downtown, I think we need to be more mindful of them, mm-hmm. frankly. You know, you can just park a truck, it seems to me, and start right. selling food on Gallery Night.
I know the initial investment for a food truck, because I've done research on this, because mm-hmm. I've thought about opening a food truck in the past. Once you get established and everything's going and as long as you're making your payments, you know, if you're financing it, the overhead is relatively low and you can charge quite a bit more for yes. the food truck experience as yes. opposed to a brick and mortar. So there's definitely advantages and disadvantages.
Brick and mortar has to go through all of the remodel,
right?
Through the city. It's mm-hmm. endless red
right.
tape,
yeah.
Till they finally get the, premises open. Mm-hmm. So, again, I just wonder if we're not moving a little in the wrong direction.
Right. So, like, if you sit down at a restaurant and you look at the menu and there's a sandwich that's just a basic turkey sandwich, nothing mm-hmm. special, no special ingredients, and it's $17. At a brick mm-hmm. and mortar, you're like, well, I'm either not going to order that, I'm just going to have an appetizer and leave, or you'll just get up and leave. But at a food truck, it's a different mentality. It's a different psychological experience because you're like, oh, this is a food truck. This is trendy. This is cool. I bet this is going to be something I can't find anywhere. And then you end up buying a sandwich that took $1.50 to make, and you just paid yeah. $17 plus tax.
Yeah, I understand. I get it. I don't want to be a killjoy.
No, I mean I'm agreeing with you. It's a weird phenomenon.
I just want to protect the businesses that have invested right. in downtown.
Right.
And I don't want it to become, well, Bourbon Street.
Mm. Good point.
I think it's very easy to say, well, that'll never happen in Pensacola, but well, you know, it can be a slippery, very gradual slope if right. we're not very careful. And I think again, enforcing the noise ordinance, I think, is a great step
Definitely. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions, comments about what we're talking about.
Yeah, call and tell me if you think I'm if I'm all wrong here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be a very polarizing issue. I don't know. Maybe a lot of people feel the way you do.
Maybe most people feel like a party street is fine.
Yeah, it's all about the age group too. You know, the demographic, when you have certain events, it brings out a certain younger crowd, and they're just a little bit more loud, a little bit more party going.
Yeah,
and that's okay.
And I'm fine with that.
Yeah. So we just know when to stay home. 437-1620. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola 92.3 95.3 AM 1620. Talking with Malcolm Ballinger, go to ballingerpublishing.com, check out Pensacola Magazine. We've got Downtown Crowd, Business Climate, all kinds of great publications so you can keep up on what's going on in Pensacola. When we come back, stick around. I'm going to ask some questions to Mr. Ballinger. I think I've been doing the show for a few months now, and you've been on the show, and we kind of just talk briefly and you know, we don't really get in depth very, very much about certain things. So I've got some questions I wanted to ask you.
Okay.
So our listeners can get to know Malcolm Ballinger just a little bit better. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this. News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Culver's could only have started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like the real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the Farm Fresh Dairy in their fresh frozen custard made fresh daily at each restaurant, or even their crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds. Feeling a little cheesy? Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery now available through DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Include Fort Pickens in your Memorial Day weekend activities. Sunday and Monday, check out living history displays and demonstrations. See Fort Pickens Memorial Weekend on Facebook. Enjoy the sun, sand, and music at the 7th Annual Family Beach Festival, Saturday at the Gulfside Pavilion. A fun day of celebration and inspiration. Please see Family Beach Fest on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, piano is amazing to me.
Yeah.
For somebody to play like that with that fluidity and that, oh man, it's just, that just amazes me still. And I try to play piano and it's, that just amazes me. It really does. It's News Radio Pensacola, the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker, here with Malcolm Ballinger in the studio. I was saying before the break that, you know, we come in, we talk about current events, we kind of just keep it light, but we don't really, you know, get too personal. We don't really talk about our lives that much, I don't think. So I think a lot of our listeners are probably like, yeah, I know who Malcolm Ballinger is, but who is Malcolm Ballinger? You know, like, put the emphasis on the is.
Maybe they don't want to know.
I don't know. I do. I'm intrigued. So I just got some basic questions here. Nothing too personal or specific, but just you know, things to ask you, see what you think. My first question that I came up with was, if you could have coffee with any historical figure from anywhere in the world, who would it be? Who would you choose?
Oh, without doubt, Winston Churchill.
Oh, okay.
Without doubt.
Yeah.
He is my hero. Mm. Whenever I feel a little down and things aren't going my way, then I think about Winston Churchill. I don't know how much you know about Churchill, but he was out in the wilderness, suffered from depression, was vilified, but came back to lead the United Kingdom to victory, along with the United States, of course. But I think you'd have to say that at a time when many English politicians wanted to appease Hitler, Churchill said, no, you cannot do that. It will not work. You cannot deal with a person like him. And he stood his ground, and, well, we all know what happened.
Right.
So, anyway, I could go on for a long time. But absolutely, if you have never read about Winston Churchill, mm-hmm. You know, we all know about the war and that, but there's so much more to that. A life of destiny. Mm. So.
Okay. Great answer. Yeah, I'll definitely look into that.
Yes.
All right. So moving on. I think we've already covered what your biggest pet peeve is. So that's definitely the loud noises, right, downtown?
Well, that's one of them.
Right. What's your biggest pet peeve?
Biggest pet peeve? I don't know. I've got quite a few small ones. But yeah, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess.
It's like asking Larry David what his biggest pet peeve is.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
Well, everything.
Yeah, well, yeah. We could sit here for a couple of hours. But yeah, noise is probably one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had to eat just one meal for the rest of your life, every day, just you just have that one meal, what would it be?
Ooh. Well, there's a tie. Can I have a tie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fish and chips.
Okay, of course.
Or pizza. With lots of cheese, pepperoni, mushrooms.
You're a pizza guy, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So either one of the two.
What is your fish and chips standard? Do you like it super crispy? Is it more of a like a beer batter kind of taste? Like where do you go to get your fish and chips around here in Pensacola?
It's hard to find good fish and chips.
Right.
I make it at home quite a bit. I air fry. Good fish and chips. Let me see. What would be? There's several places that have fairly reasonable fish and chips.
Mm-hmm.
Maguire's is,
right.
Although the batter's not super crispy.
Mm.
Long John Silver's actually makes, not Long John Silver's, it's the other one.
Captain D's?
Captain D's.
Yes. I love some Captain D's.
Actually do a pretty good job.
Yeah. Yeah, they're breading the way they, especially the little crispies, you know,
yeah.
Fall in the bottom. Oh.
The only problem is that cod, North Atlantic cod, mm-hmm. is hard to find anymore, and that's really where fish and chips, when I started eating fish and chips as a little boy, it was always cod and chips.
Okay, all right. Moving a little bit into your career, your industry, your expertise, what's one lesson from your time in publishing that that you think everybody should learn? What is one lesson that your job has taught you that everybody should know?
Yeah, I think that one's fairly easy because one thing I learned very early is, in fact, I'm just trying to remember the exact words of advice that somebody gave to me. But essentially it was, decide what you do and do that well and sort of only that. In other words, don't be distracted into side issues. For instance, I've concentrated almost 100% on the printed word, on magazines. And everybody said to me, well, you've got to be digital.
Right.
Yeah, that's the future. Well, okay. So, of course, we have a website, and they're all freely available on Flipbook, as I call it. And you can read them online. And we do have a lot of people read the magazines online. But still, there's and magazines have actually made a comeback,
right.
Research shows.
Mm-hmm.
People want to read the printed word, want it available on the coffee table and whatever. So I learned that lesson. Do what you do and do it well. Oh. If you get too distracted in business, many large corporations have found this. You know, they have a restaurant chain and then they decide they want to open garages or buy a garage store or a tire store or something.
Right.
And then they sell it off later at pennies on the dollar because the disfocus can be really distracting.
Right. Yeah. You spread it out too thin and then, yeah.
I kind of rambled on a little bit there.
No, that's great.
I made the point.
I've loved hearing that. That's actually going to kind of change the way I do things moving on. I've been thinking about that lately. So 437-6, I'm not leaving here, by the way. I love it here at News Radio.
Yes, you can't leave. We've just got used to you.
No, I just want to do more music. So I want to do more drumming. So that's the thing I've been doing since I was a kid. That is like my one thing. So I need to do that more and do that better. So, what is the one thing that you would love to do better? What is the thing that you do more than anything else, your main goal in life? Let us know. I don't know. 437-1620. Mm. Talking with Malcolm Ballinger. Go to ballingerpublishing.com. Check out all of his publications. And we'll be right back after this last commercial break to wrap up. Don't go anywhere.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's the Smokestack Band, a trio of musicians that have been playing all over Pensacola for 50-plus years. Join them for a multicultural musical experience. It's happening at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for being here with us this morning. I got Malcolm Ballinger in the studio talking about life and business and goals and things like that. What do you think the world is going to look like in 5 years?
I'm not optimistic.
Really?
I think, this is a whole big subject, but I think social media is going to be, I'm going to say, the death of society as we know it, but it's going to significant. It's already. I really fear for our kids and their ability to communicate because of social media.
Right. And their form of communication in the next, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, people like us won't be around anymore, and it won't matter because they'll have a whole new way to communicate.
In 100 years, maybe people won't talk.
Maybe they won't
text. Lose the ability to talk.
ESPN.